This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's time. It's time, sports fans.
Talking Huskers.
Touchdown, Huskers.
Blue Jays.
Yes! Yes! Good. Yes!
Sports and more for you from 11 to 2.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, here's Nick Baugh.
Welcome to another edition of Game Time here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. I have what everybody dreads, and that is the classic summer cold. It doesn't happen often. It doesn't necessarily even happen every summer for me, but I got it.
How much of this has to do with what you did on Friday?
A pretty good amount.
Good amount.
But I also think, and you've figured this out, one of the more underrated things about having kids is like what it does to the amount of times you get a cold, you get sick.
Oh, yes.
It just like skyrockets.
Yes.
And so Mava got sick towards the end. It was like the perfect storm, pretty much. Mava gets sick towards the end of last week, or basically all of last week, leads me into Beaurude's wedding, where, of course, you have a little bit of fun. You don't get a lot of sleep. And yada, yada, yada. Here I am on a Monday, and I got a full-blown cold. And it's just, it's never feels right to have a cold when it's like 100 out, you know?
No, somehow it's worse.
Yeah, I feel worse right now.
Like, the winter colds suck because I think they last so long.
Right.
Like, the good thing about summer colds is that they kind of, usually they come and go pretty
quick.
Fingers
are crossed for that.
Usually that happens.
Fingers are crossed.
But, yeah, when nothing sucks to be sick when you feel like there's no reason whatsoever why you should be sick.
Well, and you feel like, I mean, in the winter, you're like, okay, so I got to stay inside, whatever.
You know, I was going to do that anyway.
I was going to do that anyways. It's different when it's the summer. So, you know, I apologize if I sound kind of like, you know, horrendous with the cold, but I'm going to try and give you 3 good hours. All right. That is my promise to you. All right. And it sounds like our phones might be having like a little bit of a summer cold too.
Terrific.
So phone system's been kind of hit or miss. So we'll see what happens. We got some good guests coming up today. I'll set that up for you here shortly. But I want to start with this. So I, like a lot of you, have a social media addiction, right? And every day, one of the things I do is I go on Facebook and I check this feature called On This Day. And it just so happened when I clicked on it this morning. On this day, 8 years ago, I posted on Facebook, Nebraska to play in the Big Ten. Wow. And then a separate post said, today will shape and change college athletics as we know it, Nebraska and the Big Ten. And I thought, geez, 8 years ago today, Nebraska and the Big Ten became a thing. And it is so interesting to think about where things were back then and how things are now and how much things have changed and how much things have not changed in some ways as well. And so many people from the outside looking in, if you ask them now, well, I tell you, Nebraska going to the Big Ten was a big mistake. I mean, heck, about a month ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, we had a guy, Barry Trammell, longtime columnist of the Oklahoman, said as much. Said, hey, listen, I think ever since Nebraska went to the Big Ten, things haven't been the same for them. And you know what? I mean, I can see that on some levels. But ultimately, when you think your ship is sinking, when you're on the Titanic and you think it's going down, which the climate in 2010 was brutal for the Big 12, when you think your ship is going down and a life preserver like the Big 10 presents itself, you 100% take it. Nebraska had to do it. It guaranteed themselves stability. It guaranteed themselves revenue and money. And it guaranteed themselves a home. But of course, big moves such as changing conferences come with ramifications as well. And I think at the time, a lot of people weren't naive to that. I mean, you're going to lose rivalries. You're going to lose recruiting capabilities and abilities to go into a state like Texas and pluck kids out of there to come play for Nebraska. There's no doubt about all that. But here we are in 2018, and I still think Nebraska made the right move. I mean, remember, considering the moment in time, the Big 12 felt like it was collapsing. Texas, there was rumors they were either going to go independent. There are rumors the Pac-12 was going to scoop them up. Remember, Colorado and Missouri were getting ready to leave the conference. I think Colorado had just left the conference. There was going to be the beginning of the Longhorn Network that just was kind of the cherry on top of the unfair sundae that a lot of people saw in the Big 12, most notably Nebraska, with how things were tilted towards Texas and the Big 12 South. There were a laundry list of things that were not good with the Big 12. And it felt like Nebraska had to do it. And I think there are aspects of how the first seven seasons have played out, or 7 years that have played out in the Big Ten, that are predictable. I mean, recruiting in Texas has fallen back. Rivalries and excitement in Nebraska, who is playing week by week, has dipped a bit. Even beyond just football, baseball has struggled a little bit. But I think if you would have offered me a bet, will Nebraska win a Big Ten conference championship for football in the first 7 years of the Big Ten? I would have bet my life they would have. Yet here we are, and Nebraska still very much in that drought. And heck, to take that step further, they've only won the division one time. To me, that is the most shocking thing. Keep in mind, Nebraska had played in back-to-back Big 12 title games before arriving in the Big Ten. There was this sense that Nebraska was going to walk in and win in the Big Ten immediately. And one of the things that I always struggled with heading into the Big Ten, during the first couple of years of the Big Ten, one of the talking points I always struggled with as a radio host was how much credence to lend the whole talking point of the difficult nature of changing conferences on the field. I always had a really tough time with that, because that always kind of felt like a little bit of an excuse, a little bit of a dog ate my homework kind of a thing. But there are some elements of truth to it. I think that talking point, I think that largely depends on how you are built upon entering the conference, and then how the conference is built in terms of its identity and style, and how those two things mesh. I'm not going to subscribe to the school thought that every single team that changes conferences, no matter what, is going to have a tough time assimilating into that conference on the field. I mean, case in point, Missouri. Missouri walked in the SEC and had a lot of success right away. That's why you got to be careful with those blanket statements. But I tell you what, Missouri walked into the vaunted SEC, did pretty well right away. Nebraska walked into the conference, and it didn't work like that. But keep in mind, Nebraska walked in the Big Ten Conference with a defense that was built to stop spread offenses, that had statue quarterbacks who sat in the pocket and threw the ball a bunch. That was how Bo's defenses were built. Like, they were constructed to crush Blaine Gabbert, for instance. But now all of a sudden, you're in the Big Ten, power football, running it right at you, under center, two tight ends, Iowa, Wisconsin, these types of offenses were a little bit foreign to Nebraska in terms of how they were built, and it took some time to adjust to that. And in some ways, Nebraska still hasn't fully adjusted.
And going back to the difficulty of changing conferences, like to me, because I understand, and you and I would be opposite sides on that bet that you talked about.
Right.
I would have bet there's no way Nebraska wins a conference title within 7 years.
Right.
Just because I didn't think the transition was going to go well. I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it's been.
Right.
But I didn't think it was going to go very well. At least not as well as, you know, printing t-shirts in 2010 saying 2011 Big Ten champ.
Sure.
I've never bought into that. But when I think about changing conferences and how difficult it is, I would first go to, okay, who went from how we now know it as a group of five conference into a power five conference? Like, I would assume that would be extraordinarily difficult
to do. Right, right.
But look at what TCU did.
Yep.
TCU went from the Mountain West into the Big 12, and they won the conference.
Right.
They won the conference.
Yeah, there are a lot of examples. There are a lot of examples. That's a good point. There's a lot of examples of other programs that changed conferences, and in TCU's case, went quote unquote up a level.
Yes.
And had success right away.
They could have been in the playoff.
Yes.
Like, they could have been in the playoff in 2014.
So you're exactly right. Like, I think it's hard. There are elements to that talking point that have some credence to, but it's a case-by-case basis. And I don't think it's applicable to every team changing conferences. Like I said, I think it depends on how you're built, what the identity of the conference is, all those things. I think the lack of championships since joining the Big Ten is, first of all, when you look just internally, I mean, you have, you know, the two coaches clearly had a lot of deficiencies, Bo Pelini, Mike Riley. The leadership issues at the top are well documented. You did have a stretch of recruiting classes that clearly were not very strong. And then, obviously, within all that, the program culturally never quite felt like it was right. But at the same time, let's take a snapshot of how the Big Ten was when Nebraska entered, and then let's think about how the Big Ten changed since Nebraska entered the conference. Some guy named Urban Meyer joined in 2012. Not sure if you heard of him. Penn State got unprecedented sanctions lifted and then found a dynamic, dynamite head coach in James Franklin. Michigan hired some guy named Jim Harbaugh. Not sure if you heard of him. So, like, the conference has also made some changes, too, during this time that have greatly impacted Nebraska's quest to win a conference title. So there's always some element of you got to look in the mirror, but then there's also some elements of this whole thing where you go, well, there's been other things that have happened around the conference that have made things difficult as well. But it's been a very interesting 7 years so far. And it'll be interesting to see what the next seven bring. But I just thought that was so interesting today to check on Facebook and see that today is the 8-year anniversary of the announcement that Nebraska is going to join the Big Ten Conference. And when you contrast and take a snapshot of how things were for Nebraska and the Big Ten in 2010 and 2011 compared to how things are for Nebraska and the Big Ten in 2018, dramatically different. And unfortunately for Husker fans, the one thing that is a constant is Nebraska is still searching for its first conference championship since 1999. All right, we got a good show for you today. Hopefully the phones cooperate because we got three guests. Reed Forgrave, CBS, talk a little NBA, put a bow on the NBA Finals. Warriors win. Got some thoughts on that. We'll also talk about LeBron, the next stop. We'll talk a little NBA draft as well, as that is, what, in 10 days or so? Mike Schaefer's going to stop by at 12:30, talk a little Nebraska football. Certainly no shortage of things to talk about on the recruiting trail. And then Burrs will stop by, of course, for his weekly spot in the 1 o'clock hour. You can email the 4 Points Federal Credit Union Zone inbox, nick@1620zone.com, or, of course, you can hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Plugging my way through a summer cold. Game time.